English, so I will go through it in English. Thank you so much for Mr. Patel, for the ALCU, and for all the work so far done. And we had a session online with ALCU last month, and we are trying to go further and to deepen our cooperation on new bases. And they discovered also that they have a lot of topics of common interest in international law, and we will dynamize this relationship, and let's keep in touch. This is very important, and that's why we are here. It's also a question of visibility and a question of networking and connections. Mr. Saul, thank you so much again for your very important question. And as you know, the Article 4 of the Statute of AULC is very large. We do not have only the mission of codification and progressive development of international law, but we have much more than that. We can have the possibility to give advice to the African Union states and any other organs in any matter of international law. And this is, as you said, la fonction latente de défense juridique et d'intérêt collectif. It's very important to give an African position in spite of our sometimes contradictions and sometimes oppositions, but we need to reinforce our weight. It is very difficult to codify international law both at the regional and at the universal level because of our difference. However, it is also important to gather our efforts and to unite our efforts so that we can have a point of view which is common for all of us. And also we have this question of dissemination of international law, and we have the possibility also to have the revision of all the different texts of the ancient OUA, l'Organisation de l'Unité Africaine, and the actual African Union, and we give advice, but we are not really very visible, and in 14 years we give only 2 advices for African Union organs. So it's again a problem and a matter of how to gather our expertise and to put them in for the African Union and the African continent, because, as said Professor, we are in an integration process. Agenda 2063 has as an objective an African unity and prosperity and being in peace. We have certainly topics of interest, common interest, defense, security, environment challenges, security in question of cyber security, etc., etc. And I really agree with that. However, do African states know about AUCL? Do African states who had elected and created this organ give the means and the tools for our organ to do such an ambitious thing? Really, again, we are trying, we are struggling, and never we have to give up the fight. And maybe when African states will be aware of our importance, things will move, and we will have our own secretariat, and we will have more money for that. The final thing, Mr. Wazeni Shahidi, I agree totally, as I have this doctor, Omar, online, and I gave him the opportunity to present his wonderful work, and it is with master's degree of African Union Law and Policies in University of Carthage, and all the people online were impressed. I totally agree. However, for the price of the thesis, in this year we do not have budget for it, and we are trying to do it for the next year. And I told him about the AUCL prize, and definitely, again, really, congratulations for Morocco and for Omar and for all the work so hard done. But again, visibility. We need that our African youth, because they are the future, they will decide for the world. So they need just to be visible enough, and such cooperation, such seminars, colloquiums, forums, common interests in different fields of the international law, which is very broad and very large, will be for sure fruitful. So thank you so much for giving us opportunity to be here in Geneva, and let's move to deepen this relationship. So we are just here, and we are open for any ways of cooperation. Thank you.